Nearly 500 people of all ages marched across the downtown blocks to demand stricter gun control. The protest was organized by students from Black Hills State University. 18-year-old freshman Star Paul says this is a sister protest to the march in Washington.
Senseless gun violence is obviously an issue, and too many lives have been lost. And it's just not fair that children have to go to school scared if they're going to leave or not. They don't tell you anything about that at orientation. I mean, we hardly go over tornado drills, let alone what to do in an active shooter situation.
Paul says she's pushing for active shooter safety plans on her campus. A small counter-protest gathered across the street. Larry Newman says he heard a lot of slander.
They're not talking about anything that's going to fix the problem. You have to fix the crazy people. You put the evil people in prison and keep them there. It's not about the gun. And all they've done is just another political rally. And they're just kids.
Newman believes the kids are being misled by their parents. One student organizer announced his candidacy following the protest. Wyatt Ostis is a 21-year-old junior at Black Hills State University running for office in District 31.
It's been incredible to see the energy across the state and across the country with young people taking leadership positions and trying to run for office. That, as well as the need for, change within our district and our state, has, inspired me to run.
Organizers are planning a school walkout on the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.